Joining me now, the Craigan community worker, Seamus Heaney. Morning to you, Seamus.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning to you. And Derry's Deputy Mayor and Sinn Féin Councillor for the area, Kevin Campbell. Morning, Kevin.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Seamus, what's going on here?
Well, I think last night was just an outpouring of anger and frustration of people in the Craigan area. They say that enough is enough, that they've had to put up with this kind of violence for 40 years and they're not prepared to put up with it any longer. And mothers in particular standing up for their sons and saying, you're not going to shoot my sons. Now, that was very vocal last night. People were very angry, very frustrated, and yet within hours, Rad just went ahead and carried out their mindless action.
Well, exactly. That was their response to it, wasn't it? Their response was, don't try to tell us what to do. Their response was, well, you've got 200 mothers, you've got all of these words, we're going to shoot more people.
That seems to be the message, you know, that they're a law unto themselves and they listen to no one. And my own belief is that, you know, Rad are living within a culture of violence, maybe lived through it for many a long year, and they've lost any sense of their own humanity, let alone, you know, humanity or compassion for other people. And they really need, if they have any sense at all, to get back in touch with their own humanity. And so rather than calling on Rad, I want to call on the wives, sisters, mothers and daughters of members of Rad. They speak to their men and they try and get them to think about what it is they're doing and the lives that they are destroying in this community.
Are we talking about many people here?
How big
is this group?
Well, Rad, in terms of its membership, would not be a huge group, and there is very, very, very little support within the community for them. But they are well armed, they're well organised, and they can do an awful lot of damage.
Who are they? Where do they come from?
They come from the community. They're part of our community. They're people who have who live cheek and jowl, who live within the heart of those communities.
Are these former provosts?
Well, I don't know, Stephen. I mean, that's quite a possibility. But whether they're former provosts or not, they're certainly no longer Republicans. They're not acting in the name of Republicanism within the heart of these communities.
Isn't it incredible, Kevin Campbell, how a small group of gunmen can do what they want, and it doesn't seem that the forces of law and order can take them on?
Well, that seems to be part of the problem. We need to be out there. And I was listening to Gary Eaton on the radio there stating the fact that to get people in front of the courts, you need the evidence. And to get the evidence, they need people to be producing the goods. But I think we need to nail a lot of this. What happened last night, see the protest last night, Stephen, it was organised. This is International Women's Week. A group of women organised this protest within a couple of hours. There was over 300 at that protest. A lot of them were the youth. You're talking the teenagers, and they were there voicing their anger at this group. They have successfully disenfranchised the youth in this city, and I think that's one of the important aspects of it too. But having said that, you know, they're going nowhere. They have no support. And last night nailed the lie that they had any support. They have no support in this community whatsoever.
Well, you know, you say that. And they've enough support to do what they're doing.
Well,
they've enough support not to be smoked out. They've enough support to be able to respond to those very strong words from those women by going and shooting more people and walking away. Anybody arrested? No. Anybody caught? No. Anybody smoked out by the community, handed over to the police in terms of information? No.
No. But the reality is, you know, you see what's happening on the ground. The people have come out last night. They've voiced their anger. And what I've been saying and what I'm consistently saying is we need to continue to keep that pressure on. That's what's going to deliver at the end of the day.
Well, is it?
It will deliver at the end of the day. We need to be persistent
well,
with dogged,
you know,
to keep the pressure on. They're not wanted.
But I wonder,
the only people that seem to say that they are wanted is themselves.
Listen,
else.
Listen, and Seamus Heaney, maybe you can address this. Look, of course it's a laudable thing to do for a community of women to come together. But I just wonder, is it a romantic notion that it's going to make one jot of a difference? You fight fire with fire, don't you? In other words, the police, the authorities, need to show these people that they are stronger.
I think the reality is that the meeting last night was unprecedented in all the time that I'm doing community work in the Craigan area, and that's a long number of years. I never before had such an outpouring of ordinary people coming out onto the street in the heart of their own community and saying, no, enough is enough. The meeting last night was addressed by a lifelong Republican, Roisin Keenan, who comes from a very well-respected family in this city. And she talked about the 40 years of brutality inflicted on the community by an external power. And now that brutality has been directed from within its own, within the community, towards its own people. RAAD have lost all sight of what they're about, and they've begun to target the most vulnerable and disadvantaged young people living in the very community that they say they're there to protect. And I think it has just spiralled down now to a case where they recognise no other authority other than their own given mandate, and they're acting out of their own sense of what's right and what's wrong. But because they themselves are caught in a culture of violence, they see no other thing as a means of addressing the wrongs in society other than through the barrel of a gun. And those days are gone, and they have to recognise that.
But you had the peace people coming out onto the streets. Did the IRA ever listen to them? Did it make one jot of a difference?
We're not talking about the IRA here. We're talking about a vigilante group who have taken the law onto themselves in order to address the issue of drugs within community. So,
are they really addressing the issue of drugs, though? Or is that just a cover?
No, of course they're not addressing the issue of drugs, because the drug situation is no different now than it was 10 years ago when they started their activities. And over the last 40 years, attempts to deal with drugs through the barrel of a gun has not worked. This myth that somehow guns and violence will meet out the drug dealers out of communities is a complete and utter myth. It doesn't work. It hasn't worked and it won't work.
Have you been talking to any of these people?
We've talked to representatives of RAAD, absolutely, over a long number of years.
What do
we
they
will
say?
Continue to talk to them.
What have they said over recent times? How do they justify shooting people?
They continue to justify their actions by saying that they are stemming the flow of drugs within these communities. And I think all the evidence points in the opposite direction. In fact, they're having no effect. All they are doing is brutalising their own people and brutalising themselves.
And do you think there's been an adequate response from the police?
I think the police have been pathetic in this. Over the past 10 years, I don't think there's been a single conviction of anybody from the RAAD organisation. I don't think that there's been a single impact on tackling the problem of drugs within the community. And if police would get their act together, then perhaps RAAD would move away, because they would see that the job has been done better without them.
What I don't understand, Seamus, is you know who they are. Presumably, Kevin Campbell, you know who they are. Am I being naive just to ask the question, how come the police don't know who they are?
I don't think you're being naive, Stephen. You know rightly the situation. The police know exactly who these people are as well, but there is no evidence to convict them. That's the problem.
Well, you gather evidence, don't you?
Well, that's what I would argue, absolutely, yeah.
So what happens next, Kevin?
Well, I think the reality is, and Seamus has nailed it as well, that the police are pathetic in this situation, because we have a situation here, they're going over 2 years. They have shot X amount of people. They have murdered Andre Allen. They shot two more last night, and they're not one of them in jail. Yet we had Oglan Ahern, who planted a bomb outside the police barracks, and who made a serious attempt at killing police officers, and they're all in prison. And people are asking the question. The only people that they're a threat to is the community.